The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
34-22, Santoreskin pass over the top of the zone to Wells. Comes to the right block. Cut off there by Sestak and gives it off to Krolikowski. Drives into the paint. Leaner from six off the glass and in. And now 12 points for Krolikowski.
Today, it's live coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in Wood River. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Lease pushes the ball up the floor. Left elbow, still dribble into the paint. Spin move, takes the lead or fouled, and the shot goes. A chance for a three-point play for Alex Lease.
It's a Saturday filled with state-rated teams and past champions. And our 2013 champs will be crowned tonight. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Dudelai from Wood River right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Wood River High School for the second of our four-game Lou Platt Conference Marathon on this first Saturday in February. Happy Groundhog's Day, everyone. Let's hope Phil was right and we get an early spring. Had it last year. Let's do it again. Doug Good, along with our producer, engineer Stacy Johns, on the New Tech Seed pregame show. As we're ready for the girls' consolation of our 2013 tournament between the hometown Wood River Lady Eagles and the Centura Lady Centurions. And our boys' consolation, it was Gibbon getting 26 points from Riley Reinertsen and 16 from Ryan Milks in a 62-46 win over Loup City. Now Wood River and Centura get ready to do battle, a rematch of opening night where Wood River got the win 47-39. Centura didn't have their full roster on that night, but not that that's going to make a whole lot of difference as far as a major player that's averaging 30 points a game or something coming into the game tonight. So it should be an interesting matchup for third place here. And we'll look at the starting lineups right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where it's time to take a look at our starting lineups for the girls' consolation game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Centura is the visiting team, and they'll go with number 24, 5'9" sophomore, their leading scorer, Casey Krolikowski. Number 30, 5'7" senior, is Brooklyn Nitch. Number 32, 5'11" freshman, Mady Roth. Number 34, 5'6" freshman, Michaela Hansen. And number 54, 5'9" sophomore, Annika Gleason. Head coach of the Centurions is Kathy Mettenbrink, assisted by Scott Karinick and Lori Romansky. Centura is 11-9 on the season. They defeated St. Paul in the quarterfinals 47-36, and they were edged by Ravenna last night 41-39. For Wood River, number 10 is a 5'3" junior, Kelsey Baugh. Number 12, 5'6" junior, Alexis Burkhardt. Number 22, 5'7" senior, Connor Fisher. Number 44, the school's all-time leading scorer, 5'9" senior Kelly Bossert. And number 50, 5'9" senior Kaylee Gill. Head coach of the Eagles, Darren Parlin, assisted by Heather Ludwig and Keo Zerke. They are 8-12 on the season. Wood River defeated Adams Central in the opening round 58-34 and were beaten by Kearney Catholic 73-32 last night. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip it off between the Eagles and Centurions right after this on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Dannebrog, Wood River.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, contact Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed dealers. As we are ready to get things underway, and the visiting team, Centura, will win the opening tip. Once again, wearing the black jerseys with the maroon trim, and Kromikowski takes the first shot of the game, drives right side of the lane, puts it up from nine. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Burkhart. They'll sprint up the floor, get it to Baugh, takes it all the way underneath. Shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds and will belong to Wood River. Yeah. The official pointed the wrong way. I was going to say it looked like that went off Annika Gleason, and it will be Wood River basketball underneath their own hoop. Kelsey Baugh to throw it in. Same starters for both teams as yesterday. As they lob it into the left-hand wing, it's going to be Connor Fisher. Fires it up top to Alexis Burkhart. Coach Parlin telling me that Bossert got dinged up a little bit at the end of the game last night against Kearney Catholic, and may have to keep an eye on her. That would be huge, their leading scorer. As Fisher kicks it out to Burkhart, fires the three. It is off the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Centura's Brooklyn Inch, and they'll get their second crack at an offensive possession. On the wing is Kromikowski, dumps it down low. Turnaround jumper off the glass, too strong by Mady Roth, and the rebound brought down by Kelly Bossert. We've made it a minute through, and we remain scoreless here between Wood River and Centura. Up top with it, Fisher gives it to Burkhart. Sagging on her a little bit as they get it to Bossert, trying to double team her at every point. Looks like a box and one on Kelly, and she is covered defensively by Mady Roth. So at the other end, driving Burkhart, no good. Gill the rebound up, no good, and brought down by Annika Gleason. So a couple good looks for the Eagles, just haven't been able to score yet. As the ball brought up the floor by Hansen, kicks it out on the wing to Nitsch, into the corner back to Hansen. Into the post, there is Gleason, puts the ball on the floor against Gill. A couple of dribbles, can't get the shot away. Back to Kromikowski, takes the contested jumper over Fisher and hits it. Casey Kromikowski with the first bucket of the ball game. And Centura leads it 2-0, 6:15 to go in the opening stanza. Baugh with it on the left wing. A couple of dribbles off the screen. She'll dribble in, and a double dribble. They will get her for that first turnover of the game. Maybe even a triangle and two, keeping an eye on Baugh. Not that Kelsey is necessarily the top scorer on this team, because she surely is not. She is actually the fourth leading scorer behind Bossert, Burkhart, and Fisher. And now Fisher steals the ball away in the front court. Each team with an early turnover. Outlet pass to Burkhart. Alexis looking underneath, but there's nobody in a white jersey there. So she'll kick it back out to Fisher, right corner. Tries to lob it into Bossert, and it's deflected out of bounds by Roth. Wood River ball. So Centura has come out and just made a concerted effort that they're going to make sure that Bossert doesn't get a clean look. Try to inbound to her, it's nothing there. Baugh tries to force it in there, it's stolen away. So Wood River's going to have to do something different here, because Kelly Bossert's just not going to get the ball very often. She is basically double-teamed at all times. Right wing with it is Nitsch. She is the three-point threat for this ball club. The teams have figured that out, and they cover her a lot tighter. Brooklyn will shoot the three. How about banking it in from the wing? Brooklyn in, she'll take it. And it's 5-0 Centura. Well guarded, fast break the other way. Fisher running scoop shot, no good. Gleason grabs the board for Centura, and they're off to a decent start here. 3 minutes into our consolation game. Front court with it will be Nitsch, way on the left wing. Tries to drop it down to Roth. Ball knocked out of bounds by Burkhart, and it'll belong to Centura. Julia Rojas checking in along with Caitlin Herman. But first, a timeout on the floor by Wood River. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, and a concession stand near you. 5:02 to go in the first quarter, Centura 5, Wood River nothing. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
So Coach Darren Parlin called the 30-second timeout. Maybe adjust a couple of things offensively. They're on the defensive side of the ball right now after Centura threw it in. It's deflected. They'll try it again. Gleason, deep corner on the wing, gets it back out to Hansen, to Krolikowski. Casey up top to Nitch, and she traveled the basketball. Wanted to go with the left hand, but Herman did a good job of forcing her to the right hand, and in between did the two-step. Centura's second turnover. Again, currently going on right now on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the boys' consolation of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament between Axtell and Wilcox Hildreth from the Viero Events Center. Earlier, Axtell won the girls' game over Loomis 45-31. Here in the boys' consolation, Gibbon beat Loop City 62-46. There, Bossert got on the low block, turnaround jumper, rolls off the rim, no good, and it's going to go off of Gleason out of bounds, so Wood River gets another chance here. But Bossert with her first legitimate look on the offensive side. Throw it in, Burkhardt. Gets it to Bossert on the low block. Knocked out of her hands. Gives it back to Alexis. Three in the left-hand corner. No good. Long rebound comes out to Krolikowski, who boxes out the shooter. Casey, trying to find the handle on that basketball, finally just grabs it and says, here, Brooklyn, and gives it to Nitch. Over on the right wing to Roth. Mady going to be a good-looking player. A couple of good freshmen on this team again for Centura. Here's a three on the way, and it's good. Nitch just decided, I'm going to shot put this up over Herman. And Brooklyn with her second three here in the first quarter. Centura 8-0 at the other end. Fisher tries a three. It's no good, and it goes out of bounds to Wood River. And Baugh and Maddie Luhr will check in. So a great start here for Centura. Wood River got off to a good start last night and then struggled. Of course, Kearney Catholic, many people do. Inbounds pass to Rojas. Backside shot is good, and Julia also is fouled. And Wood River gets on the board. Rojas to the free throw line. First foul of the game called on Annika Gleason of Centura. So Rojas, free throw. Spins up there, no good. And the ball loose. Nobody can find it. Finally, Krolikowski says, there it is. And brings it up the floor for the Centurions. 8-2 in favor of Centura. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Krolikowski off the pick. Gets it on the wing to Hansen. To the free throw line, Gleason. Annika back cut, gets it to Nitch, puts it up and draws the foul. When Brickley caught it, she looked up. She was right underneath the rim, so she had to take a dribble to the left. And that gave Wood River time to catch up and commit the foul. Kelsey Baugh with the first Eagle foul. And Nitch to the line now to shoot two, and it's good. 9-2 in favor of Centura, and she's got seven. Second free throw now coming up for Nitch. On the way, and it is good. So Nitch has 8 of the 10, and Centura up 10-2. As Bob brings it into the front court, swings it over to Fisher against the man-to-man now for Centura. Off to Herman. Eagles really moving the ball here. Fisher, right side of the key, off the ball screen, dribbles to the left elbow, tries to dump it down to Rojas, threw it over her head, and out of bounds. Third turnover, so some mistakes here early on. Coach Parlin trying to keep his girls' spirits up here in the first quarter. And in the backcourt, Fisher tips the ball. Centura, 10-second count is on, and they got a ways to go. And the long pass comes up to Annika Gleason. Good job, Coach Mettenbrink. Got off the bench, has come help. And the shot on the right wing, Nitch won't go that time, goes out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Centura. Wood River will bring Bossert back in. Also checking back in, Alexis Burkhardt. Creighton men a winner today over Bradley, 75-58. Duke beats Florida State. Pittsburgh upsets Syracuse. Inbounds pass comes to Gleason, top of the circle. Tries to force it into Krolikowski. She's rolled over on the floor. A jump ball will be called. The arrow points the way of Wood River. So Centura also with three turnovers. Don't forget that tomorrow we have got ESPN full coverage of Super Bowl 47 kicking off 5:30 pregame all day. Niners and Ravens. Running jumper no good there by Burkhardt. Again, the ball is going to end up on the floor. Gleason, and a timeout going to be called by Centura. Gleason was just kind of sitting there, and there was nobody that was going to help her out. So a timeout called by the Centurions. With 2:56 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is Centura 10, Wood River 2. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Still 2:56 to go in our first quarter. Centura has the ball in a 10-2 lead over the Lady Eagles here at Wood River in the consolation game of the conference tournament. Inbounds pass to Hansen in the short corner. She's immediately trapped, and as she throws it out of there, Burkhart knocks it out. Coach Mettenbrink talking to her girls. We're not running the press break like we're taught, so let's do it like we're taught, basically, is the answer. And they get it into the front court with Hansen. Crossover on Bossert. Drives into the paint. Cut off by Rojas. Outlet pass stolen away by Fisher. Fisher doesn't have numbers, but there's Rojas. Good pass to her, and Julia dribbled off her foot out of bounds. And that's kind of the way the whole first quarter has went so far for Wood River. They had a great transition opportunity and just an unfortunate break that time. And Gill comes in. Rojas checks back out. So the original five starters on the floor for Wood River as Krolikowski weaves her way through the defense, and Fisher taps it away again. Same story, two on one, but this time Burkhart makes the layup. So the same exact thing, two plays in a row against that pressure, but the second time Wood River converts, and it's 10-4 Centura. Krolikowski trying to avoid the trap, gets to the timeline, gets it down low to Hansen, forces it inside, in and out of the hands of Roth, three straight turnovers for Centura. And that's enough to get Coach Mettenbrink to the bench. Ball on the right wing. Gives it to Burkhart, left-hand dribble to the high post, turnaround jumper, and drains it. Alexis Burkhart with back-to-back buckets. And it is 10-6. And it looks like we had the buzzer buzz inadvertently. But that will allow Taylor Turek to come in for Centura and Maddie Luhr for Wood River. And Centura will throw it in. And Wood River putting this pressure on has actually bothered Centura, which is a little bit of a surprise. And the inbounds pass picked off. Four straight turnovers. That was Baugh who picked it off. And now they get into their offense. So in a game that looked like Centura was dominating, all of a sudden Wood River is winning everything but the score. Baugh for three. It's on the way. No good. And the rebound brought down by Centura. And a foul called. Mady Rock got the rebound and too many Eagles hanging on her. And Kelly Bossert called for her first foul in the backcourt. They are using Bossert in the backcourt, by the way. Usually you see your post players at half court or in the back court. They have her in the front court, I think I misspoke. And another steal. Try to get it underneath to Luhr. Back out Burkhart for the three. She's fouled by Krolikowski. Three free throws coming up for Alexis Burkhart. And Krolikowski with her first foul. And I hearken back to what Coach Mettenbrink told me the first time that we really chatted after the Christmas break, as the free throw is on the way. And it is no good. That this team could be hot, red hot, cold, ice cold. She says there's not much in between where they just have a consistent first half or a consistent second half. They're either on fire or they're ice cold. And here in the first quarter, you've seen a little bit of both as Burkhart misses the first two free throws. And Alexis now, the third free throw, also no good. So Centura gets a break and the rebound pulled down by Gleason. Nearly turned over again, but they do finally get into the front court. Krolikowski. Been a while since Centura's even got a shot. Turek, baseline. On the back cut out to Krolikowski. Casey for three. Doesn't connect with anything. And out of bounds it goes. to Wood River. And checking in will be Brianna Dinas for the first time. 1:10 to go here in the first quarter of play. Centura 10, Wood River 6. And the inbounds pass comes to the top of the circle to Connor Fisher, still in the backcourt. Hands it off to Baugh. And she'll cross over on Turk, bring it into the front court, leave it off there for Burkhardt. Alexis has an opening to the free throw line, back out to Baugh. Looking to the post, Bossert. Bossert, spin move, just nowhere to get the shot. Good defense there by Roth. Now they try to force it back into Bossert, and it's stolen away by Dinas. Fifth turnover for Wood River. Centura has 8. We're down to 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Centura leads at 10-6, but they've been stuck on 10 for quite a while. Kralikowski over to Turek. Good battle down there between Roth and Bossert as the ball is knocked out of bounds. And checking back in for the Centurions will be Michaela Hansen and now Maddie Luer for Wood River. From the Viero Events Center, after one, the Axtell boys lead Wilcox-Hildreth 12-9 in the boys' consolation of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Earlier, the Axtell girls beat Loomis. Here, the Gibbon boys, a winner over Loop City, 62-46. Centura works the ball around the perimeter here with 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Turek, right-hand corner to Hansen, 12 seconds. Good defense by Wood River, 9 seconds all the way out to midcourt. Oh, they cast it up from half court as she fought what the crowd was yelling. The rebound brought down by Gill. And that will be the end of the first quarter of play as Centura fell for the old fake countdown in the Wood River student body. The guys over there, they're giving each other the high five. Well done. After one quarter, Centura 10, Wood River 6. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And we're ready to start the second quarter here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's 10-6 Centura. They'll get the ball. And 8 of the 10 points by Brooklyn Inch. 2 of 3 from 3-point land for Centura. Wood River 0 of 4. Free throws. 2 of 2 Centura. 0 of 4 Wood River. That's the difference. As Wood River makes a steal. Outlet pass to Burkhart. And she'll be fouled as she takes it in. The pass is just a little wide there for Baugh. So she couldn't take a direct line to the hoop. And that gave Mady Roth time to get in there and commit the foul. That'll be her first. Each team with just 2 total fouls in the first quarter, so no major problems there. And Burkhart, who missed 3 free throws as the result of a foul on a 3-point shot in the first quarter, puts that one off the mark. No good. And we came into the gym here the other night on Thursday, and Burkhart was at the line practicing before the boys' semifinals. And we talked with Coach Darren Parlin about it, something that apparently getting in her head. But this time she scores, and that's her 5th point. 10-7, pressure on. Centura trapped in the backcourt, and a foul going to be called, and it could be on Bossert, and that would be her 2nd. And it is on Kelly Bossert, her 2nd, and the team's 3rd. And let's see what Coach Parlin wants to do. I mean, Bossert has not scored, hasn't been involved much in the offense because they're really trying to shut her down. But if they take her out of the game, then Centura's defense can focus elsewhere. But, boy, Centura's having a lot of trouble with this pressure, and you're just not used to seeing that from a Kathy Benton Brink ball club. They usually always have a kid that can bring it up if 3 girls are on her. So they do get it to Turek here. Back to Kralikowski. Casey, a 5'9 sophomore, not the prototypical point guard, but she does bring it across the timeline. Up top to Gleason. Annika over to Kralikowski outside the arc. Fisher gives her some room. Back up to Hansen. Hansen into the paint, dishes it down low, turnaround jumper to Roth, foul. Maney to the line to shoot two. Foul will go on Bossert, and she's got three, and that's going to be it for her for the rest of the half. That's a big blow on the Eagles. And the first of two free throws coming up for Roth. As Luehr will check in after this free throw, that is no good. So let's see how this changes the dynamic of the game. Centura, I would think you would pound that ball into Annika Gleason and let her work, whether she shoots it or dishes it out. Second free throw on the way, and Roth gets one of two, her first point of the ball game. 11-7 Centura, 7:20 to go here in quarter number two. Walking the ball up the floor will be Burkhart, trying to open that lane up. They throw it to Baugh in the right-hand corner, guarded by Turek in the man-to-man outlet pass. To the top of the key is knocked away, and the steal made by Mady Roth. Sixth turnover for Wood River. Hanson with it on the left side of the key. One dribble. Looking inside for Roth. Gleason will get it to her. Turnaround jumper Mady from eight. That's off the iron. No good. And Wood River just lets it go out of bounds. So outside of Brooklyn Niche's two three-point buckets in the first quarter, both teams have struggled mightily on the offensive end. In the first meeting of the year between these two, Wood River won 47-39 as Fisher brings it to the baseline, has her shot blocked out of bounds. And it was either down low by Gleason or by Hanson. I think it was Gleason that got a hand on it. And so it will be Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. To throw it in will be Baugh. Unguarded, gets it into the backside of the lane to Luehr, and she'll be fouled by Mady Roth, her second. And now Kelsey Baugh goes to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Coming up at the half, we'll be bringing you the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, a recap of the early games, a look at the late games. So stay with us as the first free throw by, actually it's Maddie Luehr, excuse me, Luehr puts it up and in. Second one is no good. And the rebound run down in the corner by Burkhart and Gill. They give it off for the three-pointer by Baugh. It is no good. And it's going to go out of bounds to Centura. And back into the game will be Brianna Dinas. So Dinas will throw it in here against this 2-2-1 of the Wood River full court press. Looking, looking, and get it in to Krolikowski. Hits the cutter, Turek, into the front court to Roth. Back to the trailer, Dinas on the right wing. Back out, Krolikowski. Good dribble penetration into the paint. The leaner is up and in. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Kaylee Gill. And Coach Darren Parlin not happy with that at all. He wants it on both ends. Of course, you look up, the fouls are even, but Coach Parlin didn't like the call. That was a good drive by Krolikowski, who led the team in scoring last night. And for Gill, that'll be her first personal foul. As the free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Krolikowski completes the three-point play, and she's got five. The lead back up to six, 14-8. Centura with the lead. 6:20 to go here in this first half as Fisher drives in, dumps it to Gill, who immediately kicks it out to Burkhart. Can't get the three away, back over to Fisher. Fisher drives right corner, dumps it into Gill. Back out to Baugh. Baugh drives in, 8-foot runner, no good. And the rebound is going to be grabbed by the Centurions, and that's Dinas underneath. Brianna on the wing gets it to Krolikowski, who pushes it up the floor. Front court gets it to Hanson. Michaela working on Fisher. Fisher better be careful. She's poked a couple of times, and they didn't call her. Gets it back up top. Over on the left wing to Turek. Turek down to the low block. Going to reach in foul. Going to be called on Kaylee Gill. Will be the second on Kaylee Gill. And checking into the ball game will be Julia Rojas and Brooklyn Niche. So on the bench, a couple of post players, your starting post for Coach Parlin, foul trouble. Two on Gill, three on Bossert. Center underneath their own hoop. They go backside. There's Krolikowski. Catch and score. It's exactly what you should do when you've got some new post players in there. And it's now an 8-point lead again, 16-8. Centura, Fisher into the front court, gets it off to Burkhart. Inside, it's going to be Baugh. She needs to be a six-footer. She's not afraid of anything. Dribbles through there and kicks it back out top. She's just not going to get the shots down there unless there's a solid screen set. Baugh swings it over to Burkhart, down low to Rojas. pass knocked away. One problem right now for Wood River, and this may go back to last night. They get it inside, and they may not be the tallest team, but neither is Centura. But the ball goes to the post, and the Eagles have no chance, or they're just not even looking to shoot. And they've got to take it up a couple times, whether they get a block, whether they get a foul, whether they make one. They've got to take the shots, or Centura doesn't respect it as Burkhardt dumps it into Rojas, and there is the foul. So some free throws coming up for Julia Rojas, who is 0-1 at the line, has 2 points. The foul on Casey Krolikowski, her second. Free throw good by Rojas. But still, Wood River only has 9 points in this game. 5 minutes to go, second quarter, second free throw, no good. And Krolikowski, who committed the foul, will get her third rebound. Up ahead to Hansen. Michaela down the right sideline to the wing, stops, and tries to kick it back up top, but there's Fisher with another steal. Connor's done a great job defensively, the 10th Centura turnover, as the Eagles try to get it down low. Burkhardt kicks it back out to Baugh. And a hand check foul going to be called on Centura, out around the top of the circle on the dribble penetration. And that's going to be called on Michaela Hansen, her first. Back in Caitlin Herman and Maddie Luer for the Eagles. Backside open on the inbounds to Rojas, but missed the little four-foot jumper. They're going to get a jump ball as it's a scramble on the floor. The arrow points the way of the Eagles as Dinas was tied up with Maddie Luer. Not a lot of flow to this game. 12 fouls. We've had 16 turnovers. It's 16-9. Wood River trails on their home court. Into Herman. Right side to Fisher. Dumps it inside but overthrows Luer and another turnover. That's the 7th for Wood River. And up the floor with it, Krolikowski. Looks for the long pass but decides to give it to Turek. Taylor. Back up top. Krolikowski left alone at the free throw line. Her jumper no good. Dinas offensive rebound and a foul call. Dinas snuck in there and got the offensive board. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on Maddie Luer, her first. But again, a lot of stoppage of action. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Still two more games to go, the championship games. As the first free throw by Dinas is off the rim and no good. Ball back in for Wood River. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central boys will tip it off at 6. Should be an outstanding game. And then at 8, Kearney Catholic girls will take on Ravenna. Two programs that have been deep in the tournament numerous times. Second free throw up and in. Dinas hits the free throw. Centura won the girls portion of the tournament last year, beating Kearney Catholic. And here it's 17-9 Centura. Wood River with the basketball up top. Herman got free for a 3, puts it up, no good. They're 0-6 from the outside. And on the rebound, a foul called again. Over the bat, going to be called on Wood River. And this goes on Julia Rojas. Her first and a 1-1 now. Coming up for Dinas. She was just at the line, went 1-2. Now, though, it's a 1-1 situation. And the free throw on the way, and it is in and out and back in. 18-9 Centura. Neither one of these teams this year averaging a ton of points offensively. Centura 43.5, and they give up 41. Second free throw up, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Maddie Luer. She'll give it off to Baugh, and Kelsey into the front court. Tries to find Herman, but throws it behind her and out of bounds. So Centura to throw it in. We might set a new record for inbounds plays here in this first half. As it comes into Krolikowski to Turek, and the pass knocked away by Baugh. It's loose, and Fisher grabs it before it gets across the timeline. 11th Centura turnover. Now Luer drives. She's out of control and has to force the shot up, and as she does, she gets a foul called and more free throws. Maddie Luer, 1-2 at the line, and again, Wood River without a field goal in the second quarter, and the foul is on Mady Roth, her third. And the free throw is no good. Annika Gleason returns to the lineup. And so does Burkhardt. for Wood River. Fisher will check out. So you got Baugh and Herman and Burkhart and Rojas and Lure in for Wood River, and Maddie's second free throw, no good. Gleason brings down the rebound. Wood River has shot 8 free throws in this quarter, 12 in the game, and they're 3 of 12. Krolikowski gives it to Nitsch. Gleason backside passes the beauty to Krolikowski, and she's fouled. That's all Maddie Lure could do. Second foul by Lure. And up to the line to shoot 2 free throws, Casey Krolikowski. And the girls right now are making it too easy on the officials to blow the whistles. That's 16 fouls so far here in the first half. And the first free throw by Krolikowski is on the way and in. Casey now with 6 of the quarter and 8 in the game. She has the only 2 field goals for either team in the second quarter. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. And Centura now up by 11 at 20-9. Wood River played better against Kearney Catholic last night offensively. At least they were shooting the ball quicker. They don't have that same right-out-of-the-gate attack mode as they did last night. And by playing just last night, that might be the reason why. Getting off the screen, here's a 3-pointer on the way that still won't go for Burkhart. They hit a couple last night, but not tonight. The rebound, scrap more, getting out of there with it is Dinas. And another foul called in the backcourt. So we walk to the other end and shoot 2 free throws as Dinas has been there for the 3rd time here in the quarter. The foul will be called on Julia Rojas. That's her 2nd. 10th team foul. And Dinas to shoot 2. On the way, and it's no good. So not only are we getting a lot of free throws, we're seeing a lot of them missed as Gill returns and Rojas out. Again, Gill and Rojas with 2 fouls, Bossert with 3. Another reason the Eagles aren't scoring is because Kelly hasn't been on the court. 2nd free throw, sticks and goes in. So Dinas each time, 1 of 2 at the line. 3 of 6, 3 points. 21-9, Centura is slowly pulling away here in the first half. Bit by bit, free throw by free throw. Lure the right-hand wing. Back out to Baugh. There's just no inside game right now. Finally, Lure gets down there off the screen and scores. So all we had to do was say something, and Maddie Lure gets the first field goal of the second quarter for Wood River, 21-11. As Centura breaks the press, long pass, and they try to step through the double team and walk. And back into the ball game, Michaela Hansen. Just, you can tell the vibe on both benches. It's just frustrating. They know their girls are trying hard, but it's just not going well right now. And you can just see some frustration, a lot of substitutions trying to find the right combination here. As Baugh finds the ball in the front court here for the Eagles, skips it over to Connor Fisher. Isolate her on the left wing, one-on-one, comes to the free throw line, backside, there's a beautiful pass to Burkhart, 6-foot turnaround jumper, no good, ball knocked out of bounds. So the Eagles, who want to get that ball inside, the last couple of trips down the floor, were able to set a couple of good screens and get open looks. Herman and Fisher trapping Hansen, gets rid of it to Turek. Up ahead they go, 2-on-2, Dinas tries to get it to Gleason, she's got it on the low block left side out to Krolikowski, open from 12, good. Casey Krolikowski, 9 in the quarter, 11 in the game, and it is 23-11. Centura, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Fisher off to Baugh. Back out to Fisher. Connor tries a 3. It is no good. Wood River needs something to go their way. They're trying to survive until the 3rd quarter when they can get Bossert back in the game. But Wood River is 0 of 8 from 3-point land. Centura hasn't even attempted one here in the 3rd quarter. They break the press. Turek 1-on-3, though, so she gives it back out to Gleason. Hands it off there to Hansen between the circles out top. Krolikowski, right side, Turek down low. Gleason, turn around from 7, no good. Rebound, Kelsey Baugh, her 1st board. Outlet, Fisher. Fisher trying to beat the defense back. She's going to go all the way. Throw it up and no good. A blocking foul called on Annika Gleason. Fisher took off quite a ways away from the hoop that time to try and avoid that contact. Gleason with her 2nd foul, and Fisher to the line to shoot 2. Connor looking for her 1st points of the ball game. And the free throw is on the way, no good. Rojas checks in, You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, Bolas, and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. 1:24 to go in the first half. Centura 23, Wood River 11. Girls consolation of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. And Fisher gets the second free throw to go, so it's 23-12. Centura, Turek brings it across the timeline. Wrap around to Gleason, left side of the lane. She attacks the hoop and scores. Annika with her first bucket of the ball game, and the lead now 13. So Wood River gets one, Centura gets two. And we've seen a lot of that here over the last 10 minutes of the game. Skip pass over to Burkhart. Ball fake on Krolikowski to the left baseline. And as she takes the shot, they're going to call a foul from midcourt on Casey Krolikowski. That is her third. So Roth and Krolikowski with three each. Coach Mettenbrink didn't like that one. And again, whether it's a foul or not, it's where the foul was called from. And the free throw is up and it is in for Burkhart. So after missing her first four free throws, Burkhart has hit her last two. She's got six. 57 seconds to go here in the half. And a second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Burkhart hits them both, and it's 25-14. Centura with the ball, trying to get across the timeline, which has been a chore. Hansen does. Now wide open underneath is going to be Dinas. Kicks it back out to Hansen. Her jumper no good. Rebound comes right back out to Michaela, and they'll reset it. Centura definitely winning the battle of the boards. Gets it inside to Dinas. Back out top, Nitch for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Baugh. Still 30 seconds to go in the half. Outlet pass to Herman, who gets tied up there with Nitch. And a foul going to be called on Brookley. That'll be her first. Both teams are in the double bonus. Caitlin Herman assured her first free throws. This will be the 13th and 14th free throw attempt by Wood River in this quarter. And it's no good. And on the other side, Centura has attempted 11, and this quarter has lasted almost a half an hour. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Herman gets one of two, and it's 25-15 with 30 seconds to go. Outlet pass into the front court. They get it to Brianna Dinas. Spread the floor a little bit out to midcourt, to Nitch, to Hansen. Krolikowski, their leading scorer, is on the bench right now. Turek up top to Hansen, 10 seconds. Everybody on the left side set up a three for Nitch. Brookley is short on that three-point attempt. Rebound brought down by Herman. They try to get a shot away. Burkhart from 37 feet, no good. And we are at the end of the first half. Girls' consolation of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. It's the Centura Centurions 25 and the Wood River Lady Eagles 15. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute. You're listening to the Loup Platte Conference Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Wood River. Halftime of Game 2 of 4 today in the Loup Platte Conference Tournament, full of Saturday basketball here on Classic Hits and ESPN 1460 and 1550, where the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is also at half. The Axtell boys leading Wilcox Hildreth 22-20. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. We are at halftime of the girls' consolation, and it is Centura 25 and Wood River 15. Well, earlier today, we had our boys' consolation game, and Gibbon came out and defeated Loup City by a score of 62-46. Both teams were red hot to start the basketball game, with Gibbon hitting 4 3-pointers in the first quarter and Loup City 2, but then the scoring kind of slowed down after that, and Gibbon was able to pull away in the fourth quarter, hitting a bunch of free throws. Riley Reinertsen with 26 points, 16 for Ryan Milks, 10 for Brett Benfield, as the Buffaloes improved to 15-4. Loup City, they had 11 different players score. Austin Jacobowski had 10. Cole Lambrick had 9. Nobody else more than 6. Loup City is now 11-9 on the season. In the girls, consolation at the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell defeated Loomis 45-31, a game they led all the way. Axtell 45-31. Again, the boys' consolation now, Axtell 22-20 over Wilcox Hildreth. Still to come at the Viero Event Center, the 6 o'clock girls' championship, Amherst and Eustace Farnham. That'll be followed by the top two seeds on the boys' side, Overton at Elm Creek, playing at 8 o'clock, folks. If you're looking for a good one, that should be a great one. They went double overtime last Friday. Elm Creek led basically the whole way. Wilcox Hildreth Overton came from double digits down in the fourth quarter to win it in double overtime over Elm Creek. So Overton trying to avenge a loss at last year's championship to Loomis, and Elm Creek trying to avenge a loss last week and get their first conference title in a number of years. Here we're crowning two new champions this year. Last year it was the Ravenna boys and the Centura girls, and neither one able to advance on to the finals. Our 6 o'clock boys championship game is next. Adams Central taking on Kearney Catholic, and then the Kearney Catholic girls will play Ravenna in the championship at 8, and every game is right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. 25-15 at the half. Centura leading Wood River. We'll be back and look at the numbers in a minute.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And we're back here at Wood River. I want to say a big thanks to Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the crew here, as always, for their hospitality. At the half, 25-15, the Centura girls lead Wood River. Here's a look at the numbers for the Lady Eagles. Kelsey Baugh, 2 rebounds. Alexis Burkhart leads the team with 7 points, 2 rebounds. Caitlin Herman, 1 point, 1 rebound. Connor Fisher, 1. Leah Rojas, 3 points. Maddie Luer, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Kelly Bossert, who spent most of the half, second quarter at least, on the bench with 3 fouls, has 1 rebound, and Kaylee Gill has 2 rebounds. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, that has been the Achilles heel for Wood River. They were 0-4 in the first quarter, 7-14 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, 0-4 in each quarter. Turnovers, 5 in the first and 3 in the second. Foul situation for Wood River. Kelly Bossert with 3. 2 on Rojas, Luer, and Kaylee Gill. 6 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second, and at the half, Wood River has 15 points, 10 rebounds, 7 of 18 from the free throw line, 0 of 8 from 3-point land, and 8 turnovers. We'll look at the first half numbers for Centura right after this timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. They're earned. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Now let's take a look at the first half stats for the Centurions. Brianna Dinas has 3 points and 4 rebounds. Once again, Casey Kronikowski leads the Centurions with 11 points, 3 rebounds. Brooklyn Nitch, 8 points. Those were all in the first quarter. She has 1 rebound. Mady Roth, 1 point, 1 rebound. Michaela Hansen, 1 rebound. Annika Gleason, 2 points, 5 rebounds, and a blocked shot. One of the amazing things there is Centura continues to get fouls called on the Wood River post players, but they have not been scoring from the post position. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first, 7 of 11 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 3 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 8 in the first quarter, and 4 in the second. Foul situation, Krolikowski and Mady Roth each have 3. Gleason has 2. 10 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. At the half, Centura has 25 points, 15 rebounds, 9 out of 13 at the free throw line, 2 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 12 turnovers. The teams combined to shoot 31 free throws in the first half. I cannot recollect that many in a long, long time of a high school basketball game, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be shooting them either, because there have been quite a few legit fouls out there so far in this game. So at the half, it's Centura 25 and Wood River 15. A couple of other scores to pass along to you. The Creighton men, a winner earlier today, as they took care of Bradley 75-58. Other games that you may be interested in, Kansas leads Oklahoma State 59-58 with 8 minutes to go. Northern Iowa leading Wichita State 46-38 with 5.5 to go in their ball game. Duke beat Florida State. Pittsburgh upset 6th-ranked Syracuse. Missouri down Auburn today. Number 1 and number 3 Michigan and Indiana play later tonight. And in golf, Phil Mickelson 5-under with 2 holes to play, has a 4-shot lead over Brant Snedeker. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division pro team design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, saying as always a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school hoops, including the Lou Platte Conference Basketball Tournament. As we go to the third quarter of play, it will be Centura with the basketball, leading it 25-15. And we get a travel to start things off here, not the way Centura wanted things to work. So 12 seconds in, the ball comes back over to the Wood River Eagles. But they have got to find a way to get some buckets. Only 1 2-point field goal in that second quarter, 7 free throws. And they come out in a high 1-4 here against the man-to-man defense. A little different offensive look. Bossert off the pick, down low, attacks the hoop, come up short as she hit the rim on the way up, and Gleason pulls down the rebound. Hands it off there to Hansen. It looks like the original starting five for both teams out there. That is Krolikowski, Nitch, Roth, Hansen, and Gleason for Centura. And they've got it up top to Nitch for the three. It comes up short off the iron, no good. Rebound run down to the corner by Burkhart. Makes a long pass down the floor to Baugh, who hits the trailer. Bossert, who hits the running layup, and it's good. Kelly with her first bucket of the ball game. 25-17, Centura. They've been up by as many as 13. They travel again to the backcourt. So right back over to Wood River, and Coach Mettenbrink has seen enough. With 2 turnovers on 2 possessions, she's going to take a quick 30-second timeout. So 6:58 to go here in the third quarter, 25-17. Centura with the lead. We'll be right back.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
After a quick timeout, Wood River has the ball. Centura using the timeout. And the inbounds to Bossert. Hands it right back to Fisher. Sprints into the corner. Skip pass all the way to the left wing to Baugh. Hands it off to Burkhart. 19-footer on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by Mady Roth, her second. And up the floor comes Centura. Once they break that press, let's see if they can finally get something done inside here. As all the way up the floor, Hansen dumps it in the corner to Nitsch. Down low to Roth. Double team. Turnaround jumper. Roll it on the rim. It will not go. The ball knocked out of bounds by Wood River. Now they're going to call a foul. And the ball will stay with Centura. Oh, no. They're going to call a foul on Centura. And Coach Mettenbrink wants an explanation. They call that on Annika Gleason. That is a horrible call. That Coach Mettenbrink can't believe it. The whole gym thought that it was just out of bounds off Wood River. Gleason had the inside position, so she must have done something that we couldn't see. Otherwise, Burkhart tries at the other end. No good. Gill with the offensive putback right underneath the hoop is up and in. Haley cuts the lead to 6, 25-19. Hansen brings it up the floor, working on Bossert, throws it over the top to Gleason, fires it into the paint. There's Nitsch, pulls up from 7 and scores. That's the Centura that Coach Mettenbrink wants to see. Breaks the press, gets the look, everything good there. Now Kralikowski knocks the ball away at the other end, and it goes out of bounds to Wood River. 27-19. Taylor Turek and Brianna Dynas checks in. Rojas comes in. Any little run by either team really makes a difference in this ball game. It's so low scoring right now. And Rojas Fisher will throw it in to Baugh. Rojas was coming up to set the screen. Didn't need to. Swing it over. Left wing to Connor Fisher. Guarded there by Kralikowski. Up top, Burkhart. 4-3. It will not go. And a long rebound comes out to Casey Kralikowski, her fourth. Needs some help. Finds Hansen. Back up to Kralikowski. Now they've got numbers up ahead to Turek. And as she turns... Oh, no! They're going to come crazy here at Wood River. Taylor Turek turned around and walked with the basketball, and they called Kelsey Baugh for a blocking foul. Jim Skeen, rewind that, buddy. They didn't even touch, did they? Oh, my. I think Darren Parlin's going to go put his head in a bucket of ice after that one. And now a good hustling. You're getting both groups of fans involved now because they both think a couple calls have went against them, and we've only had two fouls called. And the jump ball will give the ball to Wood River. And Centura now with 15 turnovers. One of the reasons they're having trouble pulling away in the game is all the turnovers. Baugh out to Burkhart. Continues to fire the threes, but they're not going. 0 for 10. Rebound brought down by Roth. And Turek will push the ball up the floor. Knocked away by Burkhart. And the ball goes out of bounds. And it will stay with Centura. They'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Both teams would like things to just settle down, get a rhythm going here for the rest of the game. 27-19 Centura. Turek forces it underneath. The ball stolen away by Burkhart, but then given right back underneath the Centura hoop, and a shoving foul will send Mady Roth to the line to shoot two. Third foul on Kelsey Baugh. Second foul of the half, both on Baugh. For Wood River. Now Herman's going to have to check in. Free throw on the way, and it is good for Mady Roth, her second point of the ball game. 28-19 Centura. Playing for third here in the 2013 tournament. Free throw number two is good. Roth hits them both. Again, Wood River was blown out last night by Kearney Catholic, and Centura, a tough two-point loss to Ravenna. They've played three times this year. Ravenna's won the last two. there's a good chance they'll face each other in the sub-districts over at Minden later this month. Skip past Fisher, right wing, working on Kronikowski into the paint, lobs it down to Rojas, kicks it out to Herman. Again, down to the post, and Eagles don't shoot it. They try to get it to Bossert, stepping in front, Mady Roth with another steal. And up the floor, Kronikowski will find Hansen. Hansen puts her head down, has some room, dips it into the corner to Turek. Back out to Kronikowski. And so nothing in transition that time. Right back out to Turek. To the top of the circle, Dinas. Off a lot of screens. Kronikowski puts the shot up and a foul called on Connor Fisher. That'll be the first on Fisher and the third here of the half. And more free throws coming up. Again, we had a total of 31 free throw attempts in the first half of play. Kronikowski is putting up the first free throw, and it rattles around and in. 12 points now for Casey. And checking in, Matty Luehr for the Eagles, and Burkhart will check out. Lead back up to 11 now for the Centurions, trying to make it 12 with this second free throw for Kronikowski. It is on the way, and it is short, no good. Rojas will pull down the rebound. Gives it off to Fisher, pushes it up the floor. Left corner, now dribbles out of there, off of Bossert. Puts up the 13-footer, off the front of the rim, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, off of Matty Luehr trying to get the O board, and it will belong to Centura. And to throw it in will be Dinas. Gets it to the backcourt, and Hansen uses her dribble up to Roth, right back over to Kronikowski. To Hansen across the timeline, into the corner to Turek. Taylor skip pass over to Casey Kronikowski. Gets by Caitlin Herman, but missed the short jumper. Tried to put it right back up on her own rebound. It won't go. Ball is slapped out front there by Mady Roth, and another chance for Centura. Shot down low, no good. Third chance, no good. Roth still battling in there, and she runs down another one out there by Turek. They've missed four times this trip, and they've got a fifth chance to score. High post, ball fake Dinas, dribbles in, doesn't take the shot, back out top to Hansen. Ball movement to Roth, turnaround jumper, finally it goes. So keep on keeping on, and Centura finally makes it pay off, and they're back up to their largest lead of the game, 32-19, 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. But at the fact is they get it to Bossert. Wood River's got a score. And Bossert gets the pass down low. She turns, she trips, and they call a blocking foul on Centura. And again, Coach Mettenbrink tried to plead her case to the young official. And that is the fourth foul on Mady Roth. She's going to come out. Gleason is in. On the floor for Wood River, Kelsey Botta throw it in underneath their own hoop to box the lane. Herman's in there. They get it to Burkhart. Her short jumper up and in. 9 points for Alexis. And that breaks the long Wood River drought. Over the top of the pressure, they'll get it to Taylor Turek. Runs into the front court. Centura wasted no time. Into the paint. Dinas dribbles it off a foot. Gets it back out to the corner to Turek. To the free throw line, Gleason. Quickly back down low to Dinas. Turns around from six and scores. Good ball movement again by Centura. Gleason with the assist. Wood River sprints the ball up the floor again, but as soon as they do, they kick it back out top. Luehr, bounce pass over to Herman. Herman down into the right-hand corner. Backed out. 4-3. Burkhart getting closer, but it doesn't go. 0-for-11 from three-point land. Centura can't grab the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. At the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, they're through three quarters. The Axtell boys lead Wilcox Hildreth 35-28. In the consolation game earlier, Axtell girls beat Loomis 45-31. Right now, Luehr has it for Wood River. One dribble, 10-footer, finally good. There we go for Wood River. Matty Luehr has 5 points. Starting to see the offense execute a little bit better here the last few trips down the floor for both teams as Kronikowski drives and gets the foul called. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Casey missed her last free throw after hitting four in a row. She's got a game-high 12 points. And the foul here is called on Matty Luehr, her third. And the free throw is on the way and good. So Centura trying to fend off any type of Wood River rally as Bossert and Fisher re-enter the game. And Herman and Luer check out for Wood River. Centura trying to avenge an opening night loss to the Eagles, and they're up 12 as the second free throw is no good. Bossert with just her second rebound of the game. Up ahead to Connor Fisher. Fisher tries to lob backside. There is an opening in the short jumper. Burkhart, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Bossert. They'll get another chance. Missed a golden one there. Burkhart to the left-hand corner. Back out to Kelly, who's at the three-point line. Drives back to Alexis. Tries the three. No good, and it goes off the rim over the backboard and out of bounds. Man, some good looks, and just not Alexis's night from the outside. As the Eagles will settle on defense. 35-23, still a minute 25 to go here in the third quarter. Girls' consolation game. It's been a struggle for most of the afternoon for both of these teams, but Centura has the better of it right now. Turek in the paint to Gleason. Turnaround jumper over Bossert. No good. Got her own rebound. Back up and in. And with Bossert setting with three fouls, she cannot be as aggressive as she wants to be. And now a 14-point lead for Centura. Fisher gives it to Burkhart. Another three. They set a good screen for him. And another one that will not go. And if they can just hit a couple in a row of those, they get right back in the game. But nothing's fallen right now for the Eagles as Gleason gets the rebound and the Centurions push it forward. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. 37-23 Centura. Kolakowski between the circles. Gives it off to Dinas, who hands it to Turek. Content to play for a last shot. They're not doing that. They're running their offense, but wouldn't mind milking the clock here. Hansen dribbles off the left wing, reverses it to the right side now to Kolakowski. To Dinas. There's a pick and roll down low, and Kolakowski catches and scores. That's 14 for Kolakowski. 10 seconds to go as Fisher brings the ball up the floor. Connor up top to Burkhart. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, gives it to Herman. Back up top, Fisher. They're going to have to force the shot, and it's on the way and good. The first three of the game is a forced three-pointer by Connor Fisher, but Wood River will take it. And after three, it's 39-26 Centura. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Ready to head into the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits, and Centura has held the lead the entire way, up by as many as 16, and then on the inbounds pass, forgetting where they were, they just go over and back. So a free one for Wood River. That is the 17th turnover for Centura. Wood River has 10 so far the ball game. And after shooting 18 free throws in the first half, Wood River had none in the third quarter as Bossert drives, dishes it to Gill, misses the layup, got it back, missed it again, and then Bossert's fouled. Do not want to see the shot chart right now for Wood River. It has been a rough one for the Lady Eagles. The foul is called on Dinas, her first. Third foul of the half on Centura. Bossert to shoot two, and the first one is good. That's just the third point for Bossert, who is the leading scorer for the Eagles. As they really tried to shut her down in the first half and did, and then she got in foul trouble, and Bossert will hit them both. And that makes it 39-28. 11-point lead as Kolakowski brings it into the front court. Swings it left side, back to Gleason. Gill tried to tie her up. Gleason throws it up top to Krolikowski. On the left wing to Taylor Turek. Back up top to Gleason. Tries to lob it to Dinas and overshoots her. Out of bounds it goes. So Centura, two possessions, two turnovers to start the fourth, just like they did in the third. Leading scorer for Wood River is Alexis Burkhart with 9. 15 for Krolikowski, 10 for Nitch. For Centura. 7:10 to go in the game, 39-28. Centura with the lead. Wood River, high post, get it to Bossert. Makes a couple of handoffs, now backs in, has some room, rolls it off the rim, no good. Ball tapped around, and Kaylee Gill able to tightrope rebound that, and they get another chance. Give it off to Fisher. Fisher down the right wing. Back up top, Bossert. She's outside the arc. Tries to force it inside to Burkhart. There was no lane. The ball knocked away, and Centura couldn't quite keep their feet, and it'll stay with Wood River. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, then get you ready for championship night here at the Lou Platt. Boys at 6, girls at 8. And on the inbound, it's knocked away by Hansen, and Centura comes away with the steal. And then a backcourt blocking violation on Alexis Burkhart, her first and the team's fifth. It's Kearney Catholic, Adams Central in the boys' game. And in the girls' game, it's Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. Fort Kearney Conference going out at the Viero Events Center. Axtell led Wilcox Hildreth by 7 to start the fourth quarter. And they'll have the girls' and boys' championship game coming up with the girls pitting Amherst and Eustace Farnham. The boys pitting Elm Creek and Overton, and another foul on Burkhart. Two quick ones there, and that's 6 team fouls. Gleason to throw it in here at midcourt. And she stepped over the sideline. She started to pass it, then lost her balance, and Centura gives it right back. So back over to the Eagles, and not much happening here in the first 90 seconds of the fourth quarter. Back up top, she'll go to Fisher. Connor waits for things to develop. Gets it down to the low block to Baugh. Back out Burkhart. 4-3. It is no good. And the defensive rebound pulled down by Krolikowski. And up the floor she'll come with her sixth board. 1 for 15 from three-point land for Wood River. Gleason, one-hand turnaround in the lane, up and in over Gill. 6 points now for Annika Gleason. 41-28 in favor of Centura. Here's a 3 for Fisher. All the way down and out. No good. Gleason gets another rebound. And again, the only 3 that Wood River made was a forced 3 at the third quarter buzzer that Fisher made. I mean, that one was all the way down touching net and still didn't finish things off. But a timeout will be called here by Centura. With 5:38 remaining in the game, it is Centura 41 and Wood River 28. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney on a high school concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Listening to the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dana Brog, Alda, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Centura ball out of their own time up. We'll set a play up down low. And Fisher's going to block the shot on the turnaround jumper by Roth. Here comes Wood River. Long outlet pass ends up in Burkhart's hand. Shot no good. Rojas rebound. Annie over. No good. And Mady Roth will get the rebound. And Now Hansen has it. She's used her dribble up in the backcourt. They're trying to get a timeout called over here. And Kathy Mettenbrink finally gets the attention of the officials. Centura will have only one timeout remaining with 5:09 remaining in the game. It's still 41-28. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Out of the timeout, Centura called for a double dribble, and so that didn't save them the possession after all, and Wood River's got the ball. Try to set up a backside screen, and they'll fire it down there, deflected away, looking for Fisher. Still Wood River ball. 41-28 Centura. Wood River's been playing catch-up all game long. They were down 8-0, and they really haven't gotten a whole lot closer than that. Bossert in the paint. Wheels, deal, scores. That's what they're looking for. Six for Bossert, all in the second half. 41-30 Centura. Trapping in the backcourt. Hansen looking for some help. Gets it over to Turek. Overthrows her, and out of bounds it goes right into the Wood River bench. Fifth turnover of the quarter here for Centura. And if Wood River's going to get back into it, that press is going to have to help them. Inbounds pass comes to Burkhart. Right on her is Taylor Turek. Into the corner to Fisher. Trying to open things up. Connor gets an open look. Step back three. Got it. Connor Fisher finally breaks the hex. Hits the three-pointer. And the lead down to eight. Up the inbounds pass. Deflected away again. 41-33 Wood River. Trailing by eight. They were down by 16. 4:22 to go in the game. And Centura again. They get it into Krolikowski. Full court man-to-man over the top. They get it to Hansen. Michaela into the front court. Stops when she gets to the arc. Dribbles out towards midcourt. Lobs it over to Krolikowski. 15 for Casey in the game. Back to Hansen. Man-to-man by the Eagles. Trying to continue to force turnovers. Already 21 in the game for Centura. And up top, Turek. Off the screen. Swings it right side. To Roth outside the arc, guarded by Bossert. Gleason sets a pick, but everything outside the arc right now for Centura. Wrap around pass to Gleason. They're getting farther away from the hoop, but now Krolikowski drives, kicks it into the corner, no shot. 3:40 to go. And the pass, there it is, stolen away. Baugh, she's got the uncontested layup. Missed it. Didn't even hit the rim. And the rebound brought down by Hansen. And now a backcourt foul. That is huge. Kelsey Baugh, that's something she'll laugh about in 25 years, but that would have cut it to six. And instead, a 1-1 now for Centura. Wood River's continued to play great defense. Their offense just hasn't kept up with them. The foul was on Baugh. That's her fourth. Bossert out, Lure in. Baugh stays in with the four fouls, and at the line to shoot the 1-1 is Michaela Hansen. Hasn't scored, hasn't shot a free throw, puts it up, and boom. No sweat for the freshman. Just the third point of the fourth quarter for Centura. 42-33. Second free throw, and that clanks off the back, no good. Rebound to Matty Lure. Outlet pass, and they're running. Fisher stops, thought about the three, then Krolikowski got out on her. Swings it over to Burkhart. Still plenty of time. Wood River does not want to blow this by forcing shots. They've worked their way closer, and ball with it on the right wing. Out to Fisher. Off the screen, Fisher's open for three, but it is short, and the rebound comes out to Krolikowski on the sprint, but the numbers aren't there. Back to Hansen as they slow it down. Michaelis Hartz with a left-hand dribble to Turek. 3 minutes to go in the game. 42-33 Centura. Well, Mikowski has it. Centura wouldn't be surprised to see them go straight into a stall game here. Coach Mettenbrink yelling instructions to maybe go four corners. We've seen her do it with more time on the clock, and here the ball just dropped out of bounds. And that's why they go to that stall every once in a while. The seventh turnover of the quarter for Centura. Last night in their game against Ravenna, Centura had six turnovers in the fourth quarter that really hurt them. And now Wood River gets the ball back. But down nine with 2:40 to go. Kelsey Bob brings the ball across the timeline. Off the pick goes to Fisher. Fisher tries to lob it to Bossert. She's triple teamed. Has to throw it off the foot of Gleason out of bounds to save it. Wood River does have four timeouts remaining here. Caitlin Herman in. Kelsey Baugh out while they're on offense. And it'll be Burkhart to throw it in. Alexis looking underneath. Nothing there. Has to lob it out to Fisher on the wing. Connor to the high post. Bossert dribbles in into the corner to Herman. Herman trying to get it back to Bossert. Does. Spins into Gleason. Forces the shot and it goes around and out. Rebound brought down by Mady Roth, her sixth of the half. Wood River just can't get closer than eight. Centura with the basketball, and we've whittled it down to 2 minutes to go. Kronikowski dribbling, gets it into the hands of Brooklyn Nitch, and Nitch is fouled. Burkhart, her third, and to the free throw line to shoot a one-and-one will be Brooklyn Nitch. She had 8 of her 10 points in the first quarter of play, including a couple of three-point buckets. And really since then, Centura hasn't shot any threes. They shot 3 in the first and only 3 attempted the rest of the way. Meantime, I've got Wood River 2 of 18 from three-point land. Front end of the 1-and-1, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Connor Fisher. She'll push the ball up the floor, left wing. There's Bob backside, layup good, and a foul. They've run that transition break very well most of the day, but very rarely have they cashed in on it. And Kelsey Baugh gets her first bucket of the ball game with 1:52 to go. And she gets a chance at a three-point play on Brooklyn Nitch's second foul. 42-35. This is as close as the Eagles have been since the first half. And the free throw on the way. It's short. The ball hits the floor, and grabbing it will be Michaela Hansen. It was all black jerseys. It just depended on who was going to pick it up. Kronikowski pressure in the backcourt, trying to make some room. Centura makes the long pass into the front court to break the 10-second timeline. Turek's pass deflected out of bounds by Wood River. We're down to 1:36 to go. Wood River's going to have to score on about every possession. Centura has one timeout remaining. And Gleason to throw it into the backcourt to Kronikowski. Casey brings it up on Fisher. Fisher trying to put some pressure on her. Gives it off to Turek. Back to Kronikowski, open to the left-hand corner. Centura has no intentions, I don't think, of shooting it as Kronikowski drives and kicks it out to Turek. They're just running clock. And Wood River not keeping up with their man-to-man. They are tired, and a foul called on Connor Fisher. Centura setting some shadow screens out there, but everybody has their hands on their hips for Wood River. A second foul on Connor Fisher. It is the ninth team foul, so one more 1-and-1 here. And it will be Casey Kronikowski at the line. She is 5 of 7 of the game this afternoon. 15 game-high points. Free throw, good. She's got 16, her first point of the fourth quarter, and only the fourth total point of the fourth quarter for Centura. 1:15 remaining. And the second free throw. Kronikowski up and good. Timeout, Centura. It'll be their final timeout of the basketball game. 1:15 remains here in the girls' consolation game of the 2013 Luplat Conference Tournament. And it is Centura 44, Wood River 35 at the Viero Event Center. Final score in the boys' consolation, Axtell Holtop Wilcox Hildreth 50 to 46. Earlier today, Axtell beat Loomis 45 to 31. Here, it was Gibbons boys beating Loop City 62 to 46. in the boys' consolation game. Here with 1:15 to go in the game, it is 44-35 Centura. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back here at Wood River, again, want to thank Jerry Dunn and the crew here for their hospitality. Just about two down. Misco Sports postgame show coming up, 1:15 to go. Centura 44, Wood River 35. Centura will slap on pressure to make Wood River take time getting it up the floor. Kelsey Baugh hustles it up the floor. If they're taking too long to set the play up, Herman, Caitlin, pushed around, ball's loose. Taylor Turek knocks it away. We get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Wood River. With 1:01 to go, they'll get another chance. And they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. But down 9 with only 1:01 to go. And Kelsey Baugh to throw it in as they box the lane. Bossert rolls towards the hoop. They kick it out to Fisher. Connor, ball fake, free throw line in the corner to Herman. Herman back out top, Fisher. Lobs it into Bossert. Turnaround jumper. Scores. No timeout. 6 1/4, 8 game from Kelly Bossert. 44-37. They put the pressure on. Krolikowski walks the tightrope. Gleason is open underneath. Hands it off. The little jumper is missed by Mady Roth. And then you get fortunate for Centura. They get a jump ball because the arrow points their way. Missed the uncontested two-footer. 44-37, Centura ball and the lead. Lobbing out to Gleason at the top of the circle. Try to get it inside. Krolikowski, who takes the shot, scored and fouled. That whole thing was weird. You wouldn't even expect Centura to attempt the shot, and Wood River didn't even try to foul on the inbound. So Centura, a chance at a three-point play here. Krolikowski now with 19 in the game, and they're going to survive this consolation contest. 34 seconds is all that remains, and the free throw by Krolikowski is up and in, and she's got 20. 47-37, 34 seconds to go as Wood River brings it up the floor with Kelsey Baugh. Left-handed dribble working there on Hansen. Still tough defense to lure. Fakes the three, drives, 12-footer, no good. Bossert tips the rebound out into the hands of Alexis Burkhart, who throws it off a Centura foot to save the possession with 19 seconds remaining. Kaylee Gill checks in. Centura will have Kearney Catholic in Loup City next week, and Wood River still has Central Catholic, Minden, and Donovan Trumbull. And looking, finally all the way out to half court to Connor Fisher. Fisher pulls up, fires the three. It's off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Mady Roth, and another foul, so we'll walk to the other end. And shoot some free throws. On the fourth foul against Maddie Luehr, the Misco Sports postgame show coming your way next here on Classic Hits. But first, the free throws for Roth. She gets two, and the first one is no good. She had been 3 of 4 at the line for 5 points. Second free throw as Centura is going to clear their bench here over the final 12 seconds. Coming in, Ashlyn Roth, Morgan Casperson, Mariah Neville, Emily Wells also checking in for Wood River. Here comes Jessica Rauert and Alyssa Brown into the ball game. So hopefully I got everybody that checked in there. Second free throw now for Mady Roth. On the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by the Eagles. Maddie Luehr, had she hit those two free throws, we would have had a 12-point lead. The score is going to end up almost identical to the first time as Luehr's shot's no good. Rebound brought down by Centura. Grabbing the rebound was Neville, and that is the end of the ball game. So the first time they met, Wood River won 47-39. Tonight, 47-37. Centura with the win as they go to 12-9 and Wood River falls to 8-13. The Misco Sports Postgame Show comes up next on Classic Hits.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to Wood River. We're halfway through today's Luplat Conference Saturday. Thanks for being with us. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Centura wins the girls' consolation game 47-37 over Wood River. And let's take a look now at the final numbers that I had in the basketball game this afternoon. First of all, for the Eagles, Kelsey Baugh, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Alexis Burkhart still ended up leading the team in scoring with just 9 points, 4 rebounds. Caitlin Herman, 1 point, 1 rebound. Connor Fisher, 7 points, 1 rebound and a block. Julia Rojas had 3 points and 2 rebounds. Maddie Luer had 5 points and 4 rebounds. Kelly Bossert had 8 points, all in the second half, 5 rebounds, and Kaylee Gill, 2 points and 5 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Wood River, 7 of 18 in the first half. In the second half, 2 of 3. 3-point shooting, 0 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 11 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, only 3 in the second half. So it wasn't Wood River's turnovers that killed them in the ball game. It's just that they couldn't get the ball to drop in. 15 points at halftime, 22 in the second half. Wood River finishes with 37 points, 24 rebounds, just 9 of 21 from the free throw line, 2 of 19 from three-point land, 1 block and 11 turnovers. Wood River falls to 8-13, and they will be at Grand Island Central Catholic Tuesday, host Minden Thursday, and welcome in Donovan Trumbull on Friday. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Centura right after this timeout.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to Wood River High School as we take a look at the final numbers for Centura on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. A total of 6 players scored. Taylor Turek got 1 rebound in the ball game. Brianna Dinas, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Once again, Casey Krolikowski led the Centurions. She poured in 20 points tonight. She had 7 rebounds. Brooklyn Itch, 10 points and a rebound. Mady Roth, 5 points, tied for a game high with 9 rebounds. Michaela Hansen, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Mariah Neville got a rebound. And Annika Gleason, 6 points, also had 9 rebounds and 1 block shot. 15 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 9 of 13 in the first half, 8 of 14 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 0 of 1 in the second half. Turnovers for Centura, 12 in the first half and 11 in the second half. Centura had 25 points at halftime, 22 more in the second half, and the Centurions finish with 47 points, 35 rebounds, 17 out of 27 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 23 turnovers. Centura improves to 12-9 with a 47-37 win, avenging the opening night loss to Wood River. Centura will host Kearney Catholic on Tuesday and travel to Loup City on Friday. Again, earlier today at the boys' consolation, Gibbon got 26 from Riley Reinertsen, 16 from Ryan Milks, 10 from Brett Benfeld in the 62-46 win over Loup City, who was led by Austin Jacobowski with 10. In the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell wins the girls' and boys' consolation, beating Loomis in the girls 45-31 and Wilcox-Hildreth in the boys 50-46. The FKC is being played at the Vero Event Center and broadcast live on ESPN 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. At 6, they will have the girls' final between Amherst and Eustis Farnham. At 8, the boys' final between Overton and Elm Creek. We'll be back in 30 minutes here at Wood River for the championship evening of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Boys up first. Undefeated Kearney Catholic will take on 16-3 Adams Central, and then the Kearney Catholic girls play Ravenna in our 8 o'clock championship. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Again, the girls' consolation final, Centura 47, Wood River 37. Keep it here on Classic Hits for championship action starting at 6.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.